News Radio KMAN in Focus continues here on a Wednesday morning. We're getting an update from Pottawatomie County Schools. Tim Winter, superintendent at Wamego, Kevin Logan at Rock Creek Public Schools. And we were talking a little bit in the last segment about the board meetings, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what took place in Wamego's board meeting Monday. We covered some of the stuff at Rock Creek, but Tim, I know redesign was one of the subjects on the meeting Monday.
Yes, our Wamego High School is a part of the redesign program. They started that this past summer. They are providing monthly updates to the board, and they meet on a regular basis with their launch team, it's called. But they provide a brief update. They just continue to look at goal areas and involve our community and our students in the process. We're very excited about it, and they're really, really working hard to try and, like the program is, just redesign school for kids so that it better meets their needs. It allows them to become more prepared for a career or a vocation after high school or post-secondary. And yes, they've just done a really nice job, and the board has been very receptive to it. I know they're planning some more additional time with community and students to continue to work with them and get their input. We also had a technology update from our technology director, Jared Brazel. And as we all know how important technology is right now, we have a one-to-one program with iPads in our kindergarten through eighth grade, and laptops, MacBook laptops at the high school level. And it's time to refresh or purchase new laptops for next year for our high school students and our staff. Jared gave the board an update on that and some cost projections. So we're excited about that. The board's very receptive. And that technology component has just become very, very important to our students and their learning, and allowing them to learn from anywhere, whether they're in school or at home or even, you know, out and about in their communities. So that was presented, and we're looking at probably a proposal in March and move forward with that of selling our old laptops and purchasing new laptops, which they'll then use for the next 4 years, beginning this fall. Just some other general things on the board meeting, but it was a good board meeting, and looking forward to just continue to work through and get through the winter months of January and moving forward with more activities.
Yeah, it's going to be it's downhill from here, I guess you could say. Once you start January up, it's amazing how quickly the semester flies by. Just in terms of technology and upgrading that, I know technology can get expensive. How do you guys manage that so that it doesn't, you know, you don't have to pay, you know, skyrocketing fees every year when you upgrade, Tim?
That's a great question. We had a bond in 2016, and the bond actually sold at a premium, and we netted, it was a $20 million bond, but we actually netted almost $22 million. And through that bond, we had technology improvements in there. So we started our one-to-one program, funded primarily through the bond in that first round. And then we worked very hard to keep our spending, to manage that and so forth through the bond process. And we were able to carry over enough money, approximately $750,000 in bond money still remains. And we're still able to access that and spend that. So that will fund a significant portion of our refresh. But we also designate capital outlay mills towards technology. And so moving forward, without the assistance of bond dollars, we need approximately 1.5 of our capital outlay mills to be designated towards technology. One mill in Wamego, USD 320 generates, with state aid, it generates between $140,000 and $150,000 a year. So in a mill and a half, we're looking at a little over $200,000 a year, and that's a lot of money. But it's very well spent, and it just provides a better academic educational experience for our students and our staff. So that's what it takes for Walmego.
All right. Kevin, did you want to respond to that at all, or?
So on our end, we have technology funds also, and then the capital outlay and our refreshes. We stagger ours. We don't do a wholesale exchange typically. This last spring, we replaced desktop computers at our elementary school in St. George with laptops, and we done the high school and middle school and Westmoreland in previous years. And then this last year, we also did an elementary refresh of some iPads. So we stagger ours a little bit. So it's an ongoing expense, almost a yearly expense that we budget for. We don't generate the mills or the amount of money per mill that Walmego does. Our tax base is a little bit different. So we do just stagger ours out.
Okay. Well, obviously a very key piece of everything, and it's come to light here with the pandemic, the importance of having that good technology. Well, guys, I'm out of time here, but appreciate you coming on, and we'll talk again next month. Kevin Logan and Tim Winter are guests here this morning.
Thank you, Brandon.
That'll wrap up this segment. We'll have more InFocus after this. News Radio KMAN.